Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive towards third. Keltner catches it and throws to first to double up Cronin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Doerr who tags Trosky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Campbell scores. Chapman moves to third. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudlin. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 2 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Ostermüller reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ostermüller tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Campbell bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tabor. Weatherly moves to second. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.